Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's Carlson, McKenzie, and Heather's Happy Ending.
Podcast in. Do-do-do.
Really? Don't
podcast you in with me and you. I do, but, you know.
So then why not just skip this?
Because we have to give the people what they want.
Okay.
We can skip the happy ending, but it's the kids that suffer.
Which kids?
The kids that listen to this show.
Oh, there's several thousand, I guess.
Over the course of a year,
this podcast,
yes.
I should say.
Ouch, that hurts.
You know, I only bring it up because there's been a lot of pirate talk this week. Not only because of the Buccaneers winning, but there was almost mutiny on the high seas down the Hillsborough River of Tampa where they had the Super Bowl championship parade and Brady tossing around the Lombardi trophy like a Nerf football over water. And so we bring up a little local flavor when it comes to pirates.
I had not heard this story. Heather, you caught this yesterday.
Yeah, I showed the kids a picture because there's spoons attached to the faces.
This is amazing. So off the coast of Wellfleet in the year 1717.
Yes, our Wellfleet.
That's right.
The American Wellfleet.
Wow.
One Samuel Black Sam Bellamy was the captain of the Wyda. A ship containing at least six pirates that we know of.
And how do related we... to maybe the cousin of One-Eyed Willie.
And how do... That's right. This is our time down here. This is our time. And how do we know there was at least six pirates on board the Wyda? Because they just found the skeletal remains concreted to the bottom of the sea off the coast of Wellfleet.
That's insane.
Wait, backtrack. It's a podcast, so I can take the time to do this.
Sure.
Goonies, which was filmed on the West Coast, and the final scene definitely showed West Coast Beach. Where was that supposed to take place?
I didn't see
was Goonies
from
a New England
finish,
thing?
So I don't know.
No,
like,
I think
why the fuck were pirates on the West Coast?
They shot it in Oregon.
I know they shot it there.
Yeah.
But, like, why were there fucking pirates there?
You never hear about pirates up in the Great Northwest.
Well, no, I mean, not back then because
right.
No one was there. I mean, like, pirates weren't.
Right. Caribbean, right. The East Coast.
Yeah.
It was all East. It was all Atlantic because that's where all the people were.
That's a great point.
I'm asking.
So it's a flaw in the movie.
Well, no, I just don't have any answer. I'm asking, where did it take place? Did it take place in Oregon or was it just filmed in Oregon?
I think it was.
Oh, all right.
It's hard to, I mean, as a kid, you just loved it. You didn't think about these
things. Oh, my God. But... Sloth loved Chunk.
So why were these cocaine spoons attached to the skeletons?
Right.
They were silver.
There's
silver spoons.
Coins silver, and shit. Yeah.
So, like, they tied them into their hair?
No. That's the one they all sunk.
Yeah.
That was there, and then, like, it got crusted.
Okay. Because I'm just envisioning, because these pirates that I know.
Oh, no, they weren't
the
decorative.
Johnny Depps?
Yes. No, it wasn't a decorative spoon. It was just everything that was on the ship was then all crusted together in one lump.
Yeah.
It's
so how many junk hunters are going to be down there now?
Exactly, trying to chip away at the
Well, Wellfleet
the
would be
there.
an interesting place to go. I mean, we're all close, shall we?
There's a Wyda Pirate Museum that's down there, and so the archaeologists are going to now try to examine with modern technology to help identify the remains of these six pirates. And this is great. In the story, it says, we want to help reunite them with any descendants who may be out there.
That's great.
Any of you criminals out there.
Ancestry.com, we found a pirate in your lineage.
Wow.
Bellamy.
That is pretty historical. That's pretty fascinating shit right there.
They know Bellamy was the captain because they traced his DNA back to a bone they found in the wreck back to England. So they kind of know where he's from.
I feel like I've heard that name as a pirate, Bellamy.
Wait,
is that a famous?
It's common. I mean,
it's common, yeah.
Ralph Bellamy was in Trading Places.
Right.
Which you might find in a bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwich.
Yeah, true.
So pirate talk. So it's not just for Super Bowl champions. We have plenty of pirates here off the east coast of Massachusetts, I'll have you.
So, Heather, you do go to the Cape on a regular basis.
Wellfleet's one of my favorite places.
Would that be a stop just to see that? Or,
Wait, how close was it to shore?
Oh,
it doesn't say. It just says off
the coast.
Was
it a low tide thing, maybe?
I don't know. I mean, no, I'm sure they were, looking for stuff like that. Maybe one of those shark spotting helicopters saw it. Those things are everywhere.
Right.
Like if you're sitting on the shore up, especially in that area, the Truro, Wellfleet, Orleans, that fucking shark helicopters just constantly going over, just
the dark
scouting.
Shadows. Yeah.
Oh my God. And we've been taken out of water because a 10-foot to 12-foot great whites just kind of looking, you know, so you know, maybe that's who spotted it.
I kind of feel a little bit bad bringing this up when Kevin's not here because, you know, he's going to want to go down there with his metal detector and see if
for
he
sure.
can score some booty.
Junk hunt. Yeah.
Can those go in water?
I think I got him a handheld one that was waterproof.
Oh.
A few years ago. So I'm not sure about the ones that, you know, with all the headgear and the long stem.
Yeah, I found out how to get him to stop doing that. I told him that William had one and that William would like to go with him. And then all of a sudden, junk hunting stopped.
I don't want to go with Uncle Kevin.
Thank you. And I thank you for that.
And I also thank myself.
One more thing before we go.
It's not Friday, so we have to come back tomorrow.
It is not.
Which sucks.
We do. Okay, so another gender reveal, Heather. Gone wrong.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You have that, Kenny?
Oh, I've got that, Big
Daddy.
Okay,
so this is, I believe this is a British family, a young family, a husband, a wife, and a little girl is in the room. And the mother and father decide for the little girl, let's do a little gender reveal.
And that's kind of cute.
And they have what we talked about before, a popper.
Yeah.
You know?
That's what my brother had.
Thing you twist, it pops, boom, and it shoots a color out. Well, this guy... He's holding it upside down when he pulls it.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, I think I have to do this right here.
Blue for a boy, pink for a girl.
For a girl.
Yes. Okay.
3, 2, 1, go!
What? Oh, shit!
Why would he do that?
Wiener pop?
Yeah, wiener pop.
Oh.
You got to love that the daughter gets a kick out of it.
Well, yeah, she knows.
Right.
You like it when your dad makes funny faces.
Yeah, and I'm going to say it was real, even though in the back of my mind, I want to say they set the whole thing up so they could go viral.
He seemed a little surprised when it blasted him right in the baby maker, though.
He did.
I mean, you think about it, America's Funniest Home Videos made a career. Made a show out of people getting hit in the nuts.
Yeah. I've only witnessed one guy at baseball practice get hit in the nuts on a ball that skipped in on the catcher, went under his cup and knocked his nuts. He turned white as a ghost. White. You ever get hit in the nuts, Kenny?
I have.
I got snapped a football when I was a quarterback in seventh grade that I wasn't expecting.
Right.
And we weren't in full pads at the time.
Ouch. Yeah, that'll send you to the ground, turn you white, and probably throw up in the end.
Oh, I'm sure there's throw up.
That's how it goes.
That was Carlson, McKenzie, and Heather's Happy Ending. Listen every weekday morning, 5:30 to 10 for more on 100.7 WCLX and iHeartRadio station.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.